Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The president signs a stimulus bill.
Relief is on the way for millions of Americans.
An ID on Nashville's Christmas bomber.
An individual named Anthony Warner is the bomber.
A new COVID warning.
We might see a Christmas New Year's surge.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump has abruptly changed course and signed a new COVID stimulus bill after threatening to veto the legislation and trigger a government shutdown. Correspondent Paula Reed is in West Palm Beach.
It was a sudden shift. Just hours earlier, the president had retweeted a video of his demands for lawmakers to more than triple payments to individuals.
Increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
In a statement released after signing the bill, the president insisted Congress will now be moving forward on his demands, writing, "I have told Congress that I want far less wasteful spending and more money going to the American people.
I feel powerless in many ways."
Mr. Trump's change of course on COVID relief is welcome news for unemployed Americans like Javon Anderson. He and his wife are counting on this assistance to help pay their rent and medical bills for their daughter.
"We had to visit a lot of food banks. We had to visit a lot, you know, places that were giving out toys just to try to keep things normal."
The warning is out. The pandemic will get worse before it gets better. CBS's Lilia Luciano with the latest word from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
2020 is almost over, but the new year threatens what experts call a surge upon a surge.
As we get into the next few weeks, it might actually get worse.
Millions head home after defying warnings not to travel. Experts caution it could spark a viral wildfire.
It's really not going to be towards the end of January that we start to see the burden on hospitals begin to lessen and we start to see deaths plateau.
The total number of confirmed cases in the U.S. now tops 19 million. More than 333,000 coronavirus patients have died. In L.A. County, every ICU bed is full. But correspondent Carter Evans says some people still aren't getting the message.
In Beverly Hills, California, the famous La Scala restaurant was reported to authorities by its own customers after giving out invitations to a secret indoor New Year's Eve party. The invitation said in part, "Welcome back to the 20s prohibition." It's frustrating to frontline healthcare workers like Dr. Vanessa Walker, who says California's beleaguered hospitals may not be able to handle an even bigger surge in the coming weeks.
"We are working hard every day trying to save lives, and it's just falling on deaf ears. We will take care of you. We'll find places. We'll put you in hallways. We'll put you in conference rooms. But ask yourself, is a bed in a conference room as good as the bed in a regular patient room? I don't think so."
Despite national lockdowns, COVID cases have been rising overseas. The EU has begun a mass vaccination campaign with the goal of inoculating more than 450 million people, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
"The vaccine is made available at the same time to all EU countries, and people will start taking the vaccine in Athens, in Rome, in Helsinki, in Sofia, you just name it."
Police in Nashville say the man who drove his RV to a downtown street on Christmas Day and blew himself and his camper up was an independent computer technician. CBS News has learned he may have been influenced by online conspiracy theories about 5G technology. Correspondent Mola Lange is near the scene.
The FBI named 63-year-old Tennessee resident Anthony Quinn Warner as the bomber. Agents found a note while searching Warner's house that led them to a witness. That witness told the FBI they spoke to Warner about a week before the bombing and that Warner gave them his car, saying he had cancer and didn't need it anymore. Gloves and a beanie hat were found in that car, and DNA from those items were used to match the DNA gathered from the remains at the scene. Six brave officers rushed to the scene that morning, saving lives.
We essentially made contact with, I believe, 6-7 apartments and asked them to evacuate.
The explosion outside an AT&T communications hub knocked out cell and Wi-Fi service from Tennessee to Alabama. An Army Green Beret is scheduled to make his first court appearance in Rockford, Illinois, after a deadly shooting inside and outside a bowling alley Saturday. Duke Webb is facing murder charges in the deaths of three men, ranging in age from 69 to 73, Police Chief Daniel O'Shea.
We believe this is a completely random act, and there is no prior meeting or any kind of relationship between the suspect and any of the victims.
Three people were injured, including two teenagers. There's no word on a motive. Carjackings are on the rise. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Carjackings in New Orleans up 150% year to date. New York City has seen 311 carjackings, up from 129 a year ago.
Here in Chicago, there have been 1,400 carjackings, more than double all of last year. That works out to about four carjackings every day.
Brendan Dinahan is the chief of detectives for the Chicago Police Department. His theory as to why there's been a dramatic jump in carjackings.
It's a combination of the pandemic and the civil unrest, and police departments across the country are struggling to deal with this violence.
A warning about a popular brand of ceiling fans sold at Home Depot. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling Hampton Bay's 54-inch Mara indoor-outdoor model after 47 reports of blades detaching. In at least two cases, they hit people. Most of us decided to play it safe for Hanukkah and Christmas.
Happy holiday.
According to the National Retail Federation, gift cards were the popular item in 2020. The association says on average, people gave out 3 to 4 of them for the holidays. The only problem, about 22% of people surveyed said they end up losing their gift cards before they're able to use them.
To you.
Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
A five-time MLB All-Star is gone.
And the pitch. Knuckleball struck him out.
Phil Niekro played in the majors for 24 seasons, mostly with the Braves, but he never made it to the World Series. He did make it to the Hall of Fame for those fluttering knuckleballs. Niekro retired at the age of 48. He was 81 when he died after a battle with cancer. Even the pandemic can't keep Wonder Woman down.
This world is not yet ready for all that you will do.
CBS's Wendy Gillette has the numbers.
Wonder Woman 1984 pulled in just over $36 million worldwide at the box office this holiday weekend. The film also boosted streaming viewership on HBO Max, where it's available along with theaters. It's the third highest grossing domestic movie since the pandemic started. If you're a fan, Warner Brothers says a third film in the franchise is on the way.
Considering ways to get rid of this year's Christmas tree? How about some Douglas fir pesto? A chef in London has been cooking up non-wasteful disposal solutions. Julia Georgialis, author of How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, says the fragrant pine needles are perfect for pickling, creating hot smoked fish and ice cream. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, December 28th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.